The Dangers of the Transhumanism Ideology. It's easy to perceive the unusual career of the notion transhumanism. How it has happened? What is the reason of this growing popularity? First of all, what does trans mean? It must be connected with a particular direction, or better to say, with some idea of passage from one point to another. So the question is what the ones who speak about transhumanism want to declare. Where are they going to? If they start from humanity, what is this transhumanity? Surely, in the last 20 or 40 years, a not clear idea, which was present in some science fiction books, has become now present everywhere. I am convinced that the real reason for that is the political power of some pundits who try to support and propagate this idea. Of course, if you know the names Bill Gates, George Soros, but first of all Klaus Schwab, the chief of World Economic Forum in Davos, and his prophet, Yuval Noah Harari, all of them speak about the fourth industrial revolution or about a new global reset. All of them mention the need to construct not only the new order of society, but the new man, or even stronger, the new, better, more developed man. So, what does better and more developed mean? They call it either superhuman man or transhuman man or man of the future. The one certain thing is that this new man will be different than the previous one. So, what do they propose? What is it? How should we understand this notion transhumanism? First of all, according to common definition, transhumanism is a philosophical and scientific movement that advocates the use of current and emerging technologies such as genetic engineering, cryonics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology to augment human capabilities and to improve the human condition. We see this point, which is a crucial one. All of them want to augment human capabilities and improve the human condition. So, what do they mean if they say augment or improve? Might be the one who is most responsible for the popularity of transhumanism idea, Klaus Schwab, will explain to us. In 10 years, you will all have an implant in the brain which we can feel your feelings. You will be transplanted into an internal digital realm, he declared in August 2022. All of them confess, then, a particularly extreme form of scientism, a kind of a cult of technology. And what makes this concept of superhuman so terrible? All are strict determinists. They insist on necessity of transition to superhuman species of man. Let's return for a while to a completely different understanding of the concept of superhuman so that we could easier understand the newness of the transhumanist project. So, the idea of superhuman human or superhuman man is not a modern invention at all. For example, Joseph Pieper, a well-known Catholic philosopher, wrote that contemplative life is not properly human, but superhuman. He quoted St. Thomas Aquinas, who said that homo naturaliter non est humanus, sed superhumanus est. So, that things that are human point to what is beyond human nature. In a way, we could say it like that. If man wants to exceed its own capabilities, it is possible in only one way, by becoming more spiritual, more angelic, by being closer to eternity and to the life of God. That makes man really superhuman, at least according to Christian doctrine. Now it is obvious that the modern concept of superhuman or transhuman has nothing to do with this classical notion. The direction, the point which we are supposed to reach, has nothing to do with spirit, with God, with soul, and eternity. Actually, it is a completely different picture of human nature. For the ideologists of transhumanism, there is no God, no spirit, no soul, no eternity. There is, but to some extent, immortality, but not the Christian immortality of this or that soul, but the immortality of the species, the potential immortality of the mixture between human beings and computers. Transhumanists envision a future in which the responsible application of such technologies enables humans to slow, reverse, or eliminate the aging process, to achieve corresponding increases in human lifespans, and to enhance human cognitive and sensory capacities. The movement proposes that humans with augmented capabilities will evolve into an enhanced species that transcends humanity, the post-human, that is the modern concept. There is no soul, no intellect, which tries to catch eternal truths. Augmented possibilities, which are proposed to us, have totally earthly character. They are radically earthly. It is very simple. It is a very similar idea, which is now propagated by Harari. According to him, up to now it was evolution which created the humankind, but because of the enormous progress of technology, it is the man himself who can take care over power, over the life, and project the new version of humanity. The new man would live longer, could have better capabilities, and in that way would gain a kind of happiness. Of course, happiness is a very awkward word for transhumanism. They prefer more animalistic terms, more zoological. As I mentioned, they are atheists and they are determinists. As philosophical materialism and the resulting transhumanism are atheistic systems of thought, it is extremely important for Harari, as it was for Dawkins and some others, to deny the idea of God. Just as Richard Dawkins replaces a transcendent creator with the theory of evolution, so does Harari use evolution as a justification for the theory of transhumanism. And so Schwab can promise the emerging hybrid human-computer in which man becomes the machine and the machine becomes man. According to Harari, this endpoint of history will be the coalescence of man and technology. Would this be the ultimate goal of humanity? But how can we discuss about the final goal if you are determinists? Of course, there are some promises. In the future, this new trans man is going to overcome the pain, suffering, and to some extent the death. This new muted man seems to be more similar to the new, better model of computer or of the new model of the car than to new human being. It's easy to see that this, what Harari, Schwab and others called new happiness, is nothing but longer version of earthly vegetation of human animals. The vision they proposed must cause total relativization of the value of human life and the value of human freedom. It is not by chance that all of them clearly support abortion. It is logical. There is no God, there is no human nature, there is no limits put on humans if they construct their own future. There is no dignity, because there is no God. If there is no God, there is no dignity, and if there is no dignity of human person, there is no freedom. If there is no freedom, then the ideologists can construct a new utopia in which human beings are treated as the elements of bigger wholeness, as particles of human material. Then there are the enlightened managers, the elite of politicians or scientists, which can construct a new transhuman society. They can form it as they think it is suitable. They can do that because they don't have to take into account human freedom. The future transhuman human will be slave. Transhumanity seems to be the most real threat for humanity, as it has been existing for centuries and centuries. This project is financed from the means of the Justice Fund administered by the Minister of Justice.